Welcome to the Holistic You podcast. I'm your host, James Weiler. The purpose of this podcast is to teach you the things you didn't get taught at school, to teach you the things your parents didn't teach you about what it is to live a happy, healthy, and balanced life. Each week, we'll bring you expert guests to help you break down into bite-sized digestible pieces important life lessons you need to know. This will inspire you with confidence for your own personal journey. Hi, just a quick note. This podcast provides general financial advice only. That means it is not specific to you, your needs, goals, or objectives. Don't act on the information until you've spoken with a financial advisor. If you're looking for an advisor, a good place to start is by visiting the ASIC Money Smart website. Welcome back to another episode of the Holistic You podcast. I'm your host, James Weiler. Now, I'm really excited today because we're going to be discussing a topic that's dear to my heart, and that is the topic of wealth. Now, one of the questions that I, as a financial advisor, get asked is, how do I get rich? How do I make money? How do I get wealthy? And it's a good question to ask. And as financial advisors, we go through some rigorous training. We go through multiple qualifications to actually be able to answer this question. And because of that training, it's really ingrained in us that when it comes to getting wealthy, it's quite conservative in nature or quite a conservative approach. We are effectively managing risk and trying to provide certainty of outcome. Now, you're probably wondering, well, what does that actually mean? What does that look like? So what better way than to tell your story? Now, the story may bring you back to your childhood, and that's the story of the tortoise and the hare. Now, we all know that the tortoise did everything slowly, walked slowly, ate slowly, worked slowly. We all know that the hare did everything quickly, and the hare was a bit of a show-off, and in the village, he used to make fun of everyone else. Now, one day the tortoise had enough and he said to the hare, look, I want to challenge you to a race. So they both fronted up to the start line of the race and the gun went off. And like everyone thought, especially the hare went into the distance, leaping and bounding much further ahead of the tortoise. Now, if we can remember, partway through the race, the hare sits under a tree and falls asleep. The tortoise, on the other hand, he slowly but steadily and consistently makes his way past the hare. The hare later wakes up, realizes the tortoise has passed him, sees the tortoise in the distance, and tries his best to catch up to the tortoise. But by the time he gets to the finish line, he realizes the tortoise has actually beaten him. Now, again, you're probably wondering, what's this got to do with getting wealthy? Well, if we can translate and imagine that the start line is the start of our journey towards becoming rich. And the finish line is when we're rich enough to be in a position to be able to retire. So the start gun goes off, and the hare, in contemporary times, he's trying to get as rich as quickly as he can. So there's a number of different things we can invest in at the moment, notionally, to get us rich. We've all heard of NFTs or non-fungible tokens. We've all heard of cryptocurrency, etc. Now, let's just say for this example that the hare invests all his money in Quickcoin, and Quickcoin's the latest cryptocurrency. And he puts all his money in it, everything he has. Now, Quickcoin has gone up quickly, like the name says, and he's doing really well. So he's now living a really bougie lifestyle. So he's got the penthouse in the inner city suburb, he's got the latest Ferrari, and he's posting on social media about how good his lifestyle is. And especially his breakfast is avocado on toast every single day. Now, the tortoise, on the other hand, as we know, he started off slowly, steadily, and consistently. The tortoise has actually gone and sought some advice, and in speaking with his advisor, he's established some SMART goals. So he's been specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and has a time frame of his goals. Now, he's also got the Excel spreadsheet out, and he's done that thing that we all detest. He's done a budget. So he knows what's coming in, he knows what's going out, and he knows what's left over. Now, with what's left over, he's allocated that towards a low-cost, low-tax investment. And that investment is diversified. So it's not invested in just one thing. It's invested in lots of different things. He doesn't have all his eggs in one basket, in other words. And he's also relying on compound interest. So he's investing early and he's investing for a long time, allowing his investment to generate returns. Now, if we flip back to the hare wakes up from his slumber. And as he wakes up to a news headline, and the news headline says that the Australian government has released its own cryptocurrency. And overnight, all the cryptocurrencies in the cryptocurrency market become worthless because this Australian government cryptocurrency is now the one that people actually use. Now, the hare looks forward to the finish line, seeing the tortoise approach the finish line, and tries to catch up, investing in the next get-rich-quick scheme. He's stressed, he's anxious, he's uncertain. He doesn't know if he's going to make it. Meanwhile, the tortoise, who's approaching the finish line, i.e. his retirement, is blissfully unaware of what's happening with cryptocurrency because he's not even invested in it. He's got a plan and he's been sticking to his time-tested principles. Now he spends his time just worrying about the other villagers in the village and how he can contribute and give back to the village. So in summary, when it comes to getting rich, making money, it's all about sticking to those time-tested principles. So we want to have smart goals. We want to have a budget. We want to be able to invest our money in low-cost, low-tax, diversified investments. And we want to rely on the concept of compound interest. Now, in further episodes in the podcast, we'll be covering off on a number of these principles and drawing and teasing them out in more detail. But for now, I'll leave you with that, and thanks for listening. Final disclaimer, the scenario provided about the Australian government releasing its own coin and the concept of QuickCoin is a made-up example, and this is a hypothetical example just to demonstrate the risks of concentrating all your wealth into a single investment. Thanks for listening to the Holistic You podcast, where we inspire you with the confidence to live a happy, healthy, and more balanced life. If you found today's content meaningful, please tag me in your stories or posts, or follow me on Instagram. Like and subscribe, and leave a 5-star written review.